Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Okay, I'm back with Jaime Gonzalez, the CEO of Antilles, Anglo-Puerto Rican, and Ochoa. And we were talking about Ochoa, the development of separating out the building into a separate entity for purposes of strategic purposes. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could describe the strategic purposes for that separation. Of course, you mentioned that had it designated as a historic building with Instituto mm-hmm. de Cultura, but the strategic decision to separate out and strategically whether you have done anything differently from a commercial leasing real estate development point of view.
Okay. Well, like I said, we it was done in 2008 where we wanted to separate the building from the insurance operation, but the idea behind it was really also we're in the insurance business and we want to make sure that we are exposed to catastrophes, and we thought it was better to have the building separated from the insurance business, and so that was one of the reasons besides the reason of wanting to have the building declared a historic site.
That's a step that I think a lot of clients over the years of my legal profession mm-hmm. undertook, separating out and dividing out the risk, separating
right.
the risks, and also I think it gives that real estate venture a different besides a different entity, it gives it a different. A better opportunity to develop, whether you're working and negotiating a lease, mm-hmm. Or dealing as you were with the government, government agencies, as a separate entity, and stand alone, it's cleaner.
It's
you have a better persuasive.
That's why we did it.
Position.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, we were looking at the time when we did it in 2008 to purchase the other property. To venture into the real estate business, which we did. We bought another building here in Old San Juan, which is the building right next to the First Bank building in Recinto Ochoa, Recinto Sur Street here, and we purchased that building, remodeled it, brought it back to life. If you look at that building, it's very similar in terms of colors and the windows to Ochoa building. It's like we call it Ochoita.
Okay.
But it's just a
like
smaller.
Like Mona y Monita.
Exactly. It's a smaller version of it. It's Ochoa. It's been difficult, because we bought the building right before the economy tanked.
Right.
And as you know, we all know how the real estate market here is doing. But hopefully, we're still looking. Maybe we're open to other opportunities to buy property, but it's something you have to analyze very carefully.
Right. There should be some good opportunities now. This is
they're very good opportunities.
Well, let me ask you in terms of also if you did not have the buildings, which you basically inherited, it was a part of the organization. If you did not have the buildings in the organization. Would San Juan be your headquarters from your business and from a personal point of view?
Definitely.
Definitely.
Old San Juan to me is there's no better place to work than Old San Juan. Old San Juan used to be back in the days, I guess 40s and 50s, when my father, he mentioned to me that this was the business center. Businesses were in Old San Juan.
Right.
Everything was, it wasn't Ato Rey, it was
no,
Old San Juan.
That's it.
But a lot of these businesses left,
and even when Banco Popular went to Ato Rey, they still had a very important bankers club.
The bankers club was here, and it was the center of business. It was a business center. Well, a lot of businesses left, I guess, in the 70s and 80s. But we're starting to see some of them come back. We've seen some Mafre open operations here in Old San Juan. And we've seen the mayor really clean up the city. More businesses are coming back, and we don't have the Bankers Club back. But there's no place to me like Old San Juan. Being able to work here, and being able to at noon, at lunchtime, be able to just walk around. There's mm-hmm. so many things to do here in Old San Juan. So many restaurants. Ferreterias, pharmacies, you have it all here. You don't have those things anywhere else. So I wouldn't change Old San Juan for, yeah.
Well, I'm not going to argue. San Patricio Plaza is pretty good.
Yeah, I would not mind San Patricio.
It is a different world, yeah. And people, it's like everything. I mean, people who love, my wife loves Old San Juan, and people who love it, they love it, and some people. But but I think it's part of the culture, it's part of the tradition of Anglo and Antilles, and of course Ochoa is the tangible evidence of the commitment to this city. So
the only drawback here sometimes is traffic, but since we are by the muelles or by the docks, our location, you can access it very quickly by coming from the southern part of Old San Juan.
Yeah, it's a bit. I mean, we're in your office as I'm doing this conversation with you, and you know, looking over Puntilla and the bay and the cruise ships. It is a beautiful location, a very privileged location.
Thank you.
The question, you know, I had now, and I enjoy this conversation with people because I love the transitions of companies as they've gone, especially now three generations in your case, in the case of Anglo, and especially Anglo. Where do you see yourself going and the company going? Is there a new generation in the family? Where do you see that going? And then the other thing I'd like to discuss is how the entity has been managed, because it's not unique, but it doesn't happen all that often where you bring people from outside. So, but first of all, the question: where do you see the transition going? How old are you, Jaime?
I'm 50. Turned 50 a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you've got 30. You got 30 years to go. Yeah, but where do you see the transition, and how? And you thinking of that already, or you're not?
I'm not.
You're not thinking.
Not yet. Like Roberto Fortuna and I, who run this company, are in our early 50s, and we're looking at some of the next generation, some of the kids that are coming, you know, our siblings who are coming to work for us summers, and we don't see someone yet that we feel like has taken an interest, or mm-hmm. or that we feel, well, this is one of our, you know, future siblings that maybe, you know, maybe willing, or we find that person able to, not yet. Some of them are in college, and we haven't seen that interest yet. So we don't know exactly who will be running this company.
But the oldest is, they're young, no?
They're still young. They're out, well, some of them are out of college, the next generation. Some of them are in college. And
not that young.
We haven't seen one that we feel like, you know, so right now it's, the next generation is not working here, other than summer jobs.
Right.
So we don't know. We don't know whether one of them will take interest in wanting to run the company, and or whether, you know, this company, if none of them take interest, maybe it might be, you know, you have to think of selling it in the future. So.
But you have a very good management team, and the people that have been here for quite a while.
A lot of managers here have been 20, 30, 40 years. But the, you know, the officers, in terms of officers, you know, Roberto and I are the most senior officers before Picorelli, Domingo Picorelli, which is our claims manager. He's been with us for 45 years.
45, that's what I mean. So
he won't retire like soon. I'm not sure. I hope he doesn't retire for quite a number. He's the only claims manager we've ever had.
Right. Wow.
But after Picorelli, it's Roberto Fortuna and I, and two more officers, and they're a bit younger than what we are, than Roberto and I. So.
And in terms of the challenges, you started out and you were, well, that was at the start, I was the second Cigna in Latin America. And, you know, reading the assessment by Vest in terms of, you know, what is really good, I mean, in terms of the concerns, let's say, that they point out, one of them is we're just so concentrated in Puerto Rico. Right. Have you considered outside Puerto Rico ever seriously? I mean, I'm sure you consider it.
We consider it, but you know, most of the companies who ventured out of Puerto Rico have ventured into Florida or Texas, mostly Florida because of the Hispanic population, but they haven't had much success.
I mean, right.
It's not easy writing insurance business in Florida. And
with the name Antilles, how about the Caribbean, you know, Dominican Republic, and the English-speaking Caribbean. No,
business is done completely different in those islands. Whether it's the English-speaking Caribbean or the Dominican Republic, it's just different. We've considered it, but we've never, you know, not seriously.
Not seriously. Yeah.
Not seriously. So we're like you mentioned, we're very much concentrated in Puerto Rico. And one of the reasons the only negative thing that Best points out to companies who are concentrated in Puerto Rico is that we have a risk concentration. I mean, if we were to have a natural catastrophe, if you only write in Puerto Rico, that could be a problem. And that's why we depend heavily on reinsurance. But they do comment when you look at a rating that, you know, Antilles is heavily concentrated in Puerto Rico. Just as many companies are very concentrated by only writing in Puerto Rico.
Right. But you're right. The companies that have, and large companies, Banco Popular, large companies have gone off outside Puerto Rico. It's the big push, but it hasn't been too successful up to now. It has got, I don't know what we have to do differently, the companies in Puerto Rico, but we have had some tough going on that. So let me take a break. I'm with Jaime Gonzalez of Antilles and Anglo. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.